open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a very happy Football Tuesday to you. Nice stuff for you tonight. You're going to hear from the Browns' outside linebackers coach, Brian Baker, who a lot of eyes are going to be on his position for a couple of reasons. The biggest, of course, that Paul Kruger, the top signing of the Browns' free agent period, is an outside linebacker, and that is the defining spot, of course, of a 3-4 defense. And the top pick of the Browns draft, the sixth overall choice, Barkevious Mingo. He'll be one of the pupils assigned to Coach Baker. And that actually starts in earnest Friday when the Browns begin their rookie minicamp in Berea, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we're going to hear from Coach Baker about what is coming up with that and his thoughts in general about the drafting of Mingo, what he saw in his evaluation, and what he saw during the voluntary minicamp that was held a couple of weeks back, where guys like Paul Kruger and Jabal Sheard were working out. It was in the field house, but they did some work on field, and he got a chance to look at those guys and get a feel for how they are looking. So we'll want to get Coach Baker's thoughts on that. In addition, we'll take a national perspective on the Browns. We'll go to our good friend Jason Cole. He is with YahooSports.com, and get his thoughts on the Browns draft, get his thoughts on the Browns in general, and then expand it to take a look around the National Football League. We like to do that as well. And your questions, comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, we'll answer those throughout the show. We'll address them. Our Browns daily email address, daily at clevelandbrowns.com, the Twitter account for this show, at Browns_daily. My Twitter account at VICCARUCC. I got that out of the way. Ryan from Facebook says, I've actually got faith in Brandon Whedon. Chud likes shotgun. Whedon plays good out of it. Pat Shurmur was way too conservative and set in his ways of doing things. He should have played to Whedon's strengths and not his weakness, which is out of center, which I personally think he did a pretty good job of. Being that he never really did it before. Yeah, he had timing issues and so forth that can be fixed, Ryan goes on to say. But overall, I think your point is good, and I think the expectation that Whedon has a chance to improve because of this offense agreeing with him, because of how Rob Jedzinski, North Turner are going to put things together that would be more Brandon Whedon-friendly, for sake of a better term. Now, I'll go along with that. I think it's going to be Jason Campbell friendly too. But I think it's not going on any limb here, and it's not breaking news that the system that was here previously was not agreeable to Whedon. Although, for Whedon's part, I think he did try to do as the best he could to fit it. But two things just to remember. One, as a head coach, talking about Pat Shurmur, you come in with your system. This is how you're going to run an offense. This is what you understand. This is what you coach. This is what you do as a coach. Systems are specific to coaches. They're attached to coaches, and they don't become unattached. When you hire the coach, you hire the system, and you hope that, well, you invest that will work out. Now, in drafting Brandon Whedon, even though he didn't have experience in the Shurmur version of West Coast offense, his basic skill set did agree with large parts of what that offense was about. Pocket passer, again, bigger, stronger guy. Those were the basic elements. The fact that at Oklahoma State he worked with something that wasn't the same as this offense, the offense that the Browns were running before, meant that there was going to be a learning curve. Shurmur got 1 year with the guy, and that was the end of the story. But he does get a chance, I think, to hit the ground running faster. And I think this is critical with this coaching staff because of the base scheme. The rest of it, though, is about how he improves through the technical coaching that these coaches provide. And I think that's the biggest jump that we could expect to see from Whedon. But it'll depend on what Nicholas brings up in this Facebook comment. He says, hopefully the Browns get better play out of the guards this year. That's point one that Nicholas makes. He goes, I'm excited about the wide receivers. Josh Gordon, Greg Little, Devon Best, Travis Benjamin, David Nelson. Love the depth. At least they're moving forward in a better direction. And I think these are two very solid points, Nicholas, because one, you're right. For all the fuss we're making over quarterback, the line, and particularly the interior line, had better be better. And this is contingent upon, first of all, Jason Pinkston. Does he come back from that blood clot that shortened his 2012 season? How much more development is there from Sean LaValle? And they're both roughly the same level of experience, even though LaValle's got an extra year in the league. Do we see that needle move? And it has to move at that guard position for everything else offensively to get better. And I agree with your point on that. I mean, a year ago, Josh Gordon, about the receivers, your point about receivers, a year ago, what were we talking about? In May of 2012, you had no clue who the number one could be. With Josh Gordon, you have a clue that he could very well hold that position nicely for multiple years to come. It's just beginning. And I think he gets that chance. Obviously, he's getting every chance to be that guy. And he became more of that guy as we saw the year evolve, as you would expect from the zero to wherever he got to, from an experience standpoint, from a missing football standpoint, from a being out of shape standpoint, when he arrived here in July to just kind of try to hit the ground running. And he wasn't hitting the ground running. He was stumbling. Now he's running. And the other points you made about enhancing it with the Best and Nelson signings, yes, depth is good, and I think it's promising. I'm not going to say it's a group of Pro Bowlers and All-Stars, but I think it's promising. I think it's much better than it was a year ago. All right, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear, we'll talk some defense after we just chat a little about offense. Brian Baker, the outside linebackers coach for the Browns in his first season here in Cleveland. We'll get into some Barcavius Mingo. We'll get into some Paul Kruger. We'll get into some Jabal Sheard with him. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Tuesday edition. Vic Carucci with you, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
The world of an athlete can be filled with skin problems. Football players are exposed almost every day to the hot sun, chafing winds, frigid temperatures, dry air, and other elements, all of which dry and damage their lips and skin. They can help protect their lips and skin just by smoothing on a little Carmex lip balm and healing lotion. Use Carmex products today to moisturize, protect, and heal. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
You'll find everything you need.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, so that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Football Tuesday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, unite, because season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Welcome to the show right now, Browns outside linebackers coach Brian Baker. And coach, how much are you looking forward to the chance to work with these rookies for the first time beginning Friday?
I'm excited about it, you know, giving these guys an opportunity to be exposed to our defense and getting a chance to implement it again. Plus, it gives us an opportunity, especially being a new staff, to kind of go through it again and maybe find a different way of teaching it to see how effective it is. So it's a little bit of both, you know, training those guys, but also self-training.
What is, when it comes to teaching literally the brand new guys who've had no exposure to NFL whatsoever, how does the teaching process differ than what you did with the previous voluntary minicamp where you had veterans there?
Well, it really doesn't differ very much, because the difference between the veterans and the rookies, those differences are physical differences. Those differences are things that they're going to get between the stripes, that they're going to get through film study and those kind of things. So the teaching of the system, you know, is no different than teaching, ABCs to somebody in pre-K, and then, you know, teaching a first grader how to read. I mean, it's still teaching.
Let's talk about Barkevious Mingo and some of the qualities, the things that you saw in him during the evaluation process prior to the draft.
Well, the biggest thing that I liked about the kid is what I saw on film. He played hard. He was an explosive player. He made the quarterback move around, which, you know, again, from a production standpoint, I look at total production. I've heard a lot of conversation about his sacks numbers not being real high, but I look at total production when it comes to moving the quarterback around and affecting them, making them throw early, getting them off the spot, all that kind of stuff. And if you tally all that stuff up, the kid was a very productive pass rusher, you know, albeit wasn't all through sacks. So I like that part of him, the way he plays the game, and then having the chance to spend time with him. He's a really smart young man, and there was a pleasant surprise how quickly he picked it up, and I almost want to say exceptionally quick. So far as the stuff that we did in the train station, and this is before he even knew he was going to be a Brown, just understanding concepts and that, and I kind of came out of that really excited about the kid and hoping we'd have an opportunity to draft him.
You're talking about the combine, when you had a chance to talk with him. That's okay. The train station is where that hotel, right, what it looks
right.
like. But yes, so seeing him at the combine was really your first real chance to see what he's all about. Obviously, the scouting staff had gone through and identified him as someone to look at, and then after that, you look at it from the coach's perspective.
Right, yeah, and like I said, Vic, it starts off with the film, because I don't care about measurables nearly as much as I do care about good football players, because that's what we're paying them to do. We're not paying them to play in their shorts. We're paying them to play in their hard hats. So you got to see him do that, and he's an exciting player when you watch him do that. And then him as a person and watching him move around as an athlete, all of that kind of dotted the I and crossed the T in my mind.
And when you watch a guy on film like that playing defensive end in college at LSU. How do you as a coach sort of project what that will look like when you're putting him in a stand-up, when you're getting him off of that three-point stance and now you have him standing up and playing that outside linebacker spot? Is there a real challenge to sort of project that mentally?
Well, that's the tough part of that projection. I mean, historically, and I say through the you know, times that the league's been around, that you take defensive ends and you stand them up. I mean, you know, going all the way, and then you have some stand-up guys that you put your hand down on the ground. I mean, it's that projection is just that. It's a projection. So you look at skill set, starting with athletic ability. I also like to talk to a guy and see if they have what I call spatial reference to football. You know, are they tunnel vision? Are they just lining a scrimmage guy? Can they understand the big picture? Can they move around and adjust to different things in space based on questions or answers to the questions I give them from that standpoint? So, and even that's not exact. So bottom line, you're just basing it on, you know, some historical things.
Yeah, and your best educated guess. I mean,
it's a hypothesis for sure. I mean, it's no doubt.
And you were saying, so on those questions that you posed to Barkevious at the combine, and you liked the answers he was giving you, he was obviously giving you the right kinds of answers, or the kind you want to hear regarding that spatial discussion.
Right, he was. And it was interesting in that he was very, very nervous about the coverage aspect of playing the 3-4. That was one of the questions I asked him. He was a really honest kid and had a great demeanor about him. And so I tried to teach him in a very simple way what it was all about, just, again, some conceptual things. And not only was he able to give them back to me, he felt more relaxed, and he started smiling. He said, "Oh, yeah, it's not that hard after all." I said, "Yeah, it really isn't." And then he remembered that conversation through a couple of different meetings we had thereafter when we brought him in on the visit, and then actually when we brought him in when he signed. We couldn't get into much football then, but he did recall. He did make me, you know, brought up that conversation back in the combine train station.
Coach Brian Baker, outside linebackers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's discuss the teaching process again, which begins on field with Barkevious, and I know you also have him in the classroom as well.
Right.
But that process of getting him familiar with what he needs to do as an outside linebacker, generally speaking, how do you go about that with a rookie?
Well, the first thing, and it goes back to your question earlier about taking a guy that's had his hand in the dirt, you know, or playing with a three-point stance most of his career, and then all of a sudden standing him up, is you have to physically go through that part of it. I mean, just the repetition of playing from a two-point stance, showing him how I want him to play from a two-point stance, his steps, his sequence, is you know, who he looks at in different alignments, and all of those kind of things. So you have to go through those fundamentals. I mean, and that's literally the ABCs of playing that position. Hand position, you know, bringing your hand from the ground to a man as opposed to being in a two-point stance, stepping and striking. All those mechanics are completely different than what he's been used to. So we just have to do those. And you know, football is a repetition sport. There's no exceptions to that rule, no matter what position. So we just got to get out there and do it.
And the pass coverage aspect of it, that is a whole new, really, basically a whole new world for him. Same type of question, how do you go about that and showing him what he needs to know and how he needs to do it?
Well, the good thing is physically he's done all the things that we've had him do. I mean, whether he's dropping into coverage as a zone dog guy, you know, when he was a 4-3 defensive end, or doing agility drills at the combine or in his pro day, I mean, he's physically done those physical things it takes to drop. Now, you know, we're talking to him about leverage with receivers, matching routes, and those kind of things. But because he looks so proficient in doing those things, you know, that part of it we're not worrying about now. It's just relating to receivers.
And once you can get him on the field, get him involved in games, there's multiple ways that he could be utilized in games. In that sense, you're seeing a guy who, as he's learning, could be kept pretty simple, right? Let him just tear after the quarterback.
Right.
But he'll, along the way, he's going to build up his sort of dossier of moves and such.
Right. Well, the great thing about him being in this system, number one, it's a very flexible system. So it gives us as coaches a lot of ways to be able to do different things with him without compromising other guys, because you don't ever want to diminish one player for another player. And in saying that, we're also within the system able to give him what he can handle. If all he can handle right now is straight edge rush, then we'll put him in position where most of the time that's all he'll be doing. If he can handle more than that, then we'll do more of that with him. So again, the system and its flexibility, I think, gives us a lot of flexibility.
You had a chance, of course, to work during that voluntary mini camp with Paul Kruger and the other veteran players who were here. Give me some of the impressions of Paul Kruger just early on.
Well, Paul is what you see. He is a really fluid athlete. He's very quick in terms of his pass rush. He's very comfortable on his feet because of his experience at Baltimore. So I'm excited about Paul. You know, sometimes in free agency, you cross your finger, and you still always cross your fingers, really, hoping you get what you bought, what you paid for. And I think in him we will, you know, by our early indications. I'm excited about Paul.
And Jabal Sheard, a guy who, again, has been a defensive end pretty much all his football life and now is going to learn about being an outside linebacker. What were some of the early impressions of the transition that he's going through?
Because of his early transition and how just effortlessly and naturally he kind of has gone into this move. He's gone into it with a great demeanor. Sometimes if you take a defensive end and say all of a sudden you're playing outside linebacker, those guys are look at you like, you know, you're lucky I don't have a stick. But he's really kind of approached it with a great professional attitude. He's really worked at it very hard. He's learned, and he's physically very, very, very proficient at doing the things that that was the thing I wasn't sure about. Because when we worked him out at Dallas as an outside linebacker, I was a defensive line coach, so I didn't pay attention really to his workouts, so I didn't have a feel for how he would be. I knew we liked him as an outside backer. So, again, him coming here and then him learning the system, to me, is the reason that I said what I said with Mingo. We're able to take Mingo at a pace where he's able to move because I feel very, very comfortable that Paul and Jabal, through competition, they become our starters. If they start, we're fine. We'll be better than fine.
Very good. Right, thank you very much, Coach. We appreciate it.
Okay, Vic. Thank you.
Brian Baker, outside linebackers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
it just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Trees in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer requires activation on a $45 smartphone plan.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 12 assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 12 beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code 5353. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5353. Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love, and I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill. We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90. With each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90 with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Celebrate moms, dads, and grads with dinner or gift card. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus card free. Visit bonefishgrill.com for details.
Gift card? More like best present ever. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Let's go to email for this one. Sent to daily at clevelandbrowns.com from Salvalo. Salvalo, I think I'm pronouncing that right. He said, you might need to confirm the facts, but it's my understanding that Roger Staubach didn't start for America's team, talk about the Cowboys, until he was either 30 or 31. The rest is history. I'm not saying there's any connection to Brandon Weeden, but give the dude a break. With a good offensive line, he could have 8 to 10 good slash excellent years. Might be an epiphany for Browns fans. I like this. Savalo, excuse me. I knew I was going to mess that up. You're right. I'm doing the math here. He was 27 because he was drafted as a futures player in 64. So in 69, he was a 27-year-old rookie for the Cowboys. So by the time you got into him starting, correct, the America's team years, the high years of this Cowboys team going to Super Bowls and competing, he was in his 30s. He was 30 in early 30s. So you are correct on that. And, yeah, I'm not going to do that either and say, because this happened with Roger Staubach, an incredible athlete, by the way, an entirely different kind of an athlete than Brandon Weeden, because he was mobile. He ran. He ran much to the chagrin of Tom Landry, the head coach of the Cowboys, many times. He was so unorthodox. Landry actually wanted more of the robotic kind of quarterback that Roger wasn't, but he had to ride the hot hand of Roger because Roger made it happen explosively. And I don't know that, you know, in talking to Gil Brandt, who was the headed up the personnel of the Cowboys at the time, someone you hear a lot on this show, someone I know quite well from our time together with in the NFL and at NFL.com. We've talked, he's regaled me with a lot of Staubach stories and Landry stories, and generally said that the age thing, I've asked him about that, was not an issue with Landry or Tex Schramm, the GM of the Cowboys, and it wasn't for Gil Brandt because of how he performed. So your point about the potential for him to have Weeden now, 8 to 10 good years, he'll hit, 30 in, I think, October of this year, right? So I don't know that that's unrealistic. And to me, let's get part one of this. Part one is, can he, and this, it really just, it has to be this year for him to show this. Has to be this year. He gets this year, likely, I think, to show that he can establish himself as the guy, and then can he go forth and do that? And if he does, and he's 30, I'm good with that. I don't care that he'd be 30 and doing this. I know people will say that. Oh, he's so. Let's say he is all that. He has an impressive 2013 season. or a much better one than he had in 2012? And the response will be, yeah, but he's 30. I know you're going to hear that. And my answer to that will be, so what? Who cares? Worry about it. It's a good problem to have. Worry about it multiple years down the line. And it will also be a thought of the administration of this team, I'm sure, to get a quarterback in the pipeline, get another guy, if they don't already have one by the start of the season, who would be in the pipeline for future consideration. Likely they won't because they didn't draft one, and I don't see one coming by another means. And that guy isn't Jason Campbell either in terms of a longer-term answer. So it's a problem you worry about next year's draft, if you have to, if you want to. It's supposed to be a good year for quarterbacks. Kevin from email. He says, this new management group says the changes have to stop, as did the last management team, but then they go ahead and change everything unnecessarily. Kevin goes on to say, it seems it never applies to who the current management team is. The mark of a good staff is to mold yourselves around the talent you have and figure out the best and quickest way to improve and add to the mix. Kevin, further, we've played 3-4 when we didn't have the personnel. We've played West Coast when we didn't have the personnel. Now we're doing it again. Management knows we will not be good next year, and they don't care. When Joe Banner says we are not asking for a pass next year, it's because they are not going to be good, and he knows it, and he's giving himself a free pass. Okay, my question, let's get to a question. How many of your responders feel as I do, that they are so frustrated and fed up that if things aren't turned around, they're done? As far as I'm concerned, Banner has created his own short leash. My judgment period will be about 5 games. If it's not evident that we are a much better team, then I'm done after 60 years. Thanks for listening. All right, now listen, Kevin, and your frustration comes through. You articulate it quite well. Here's where I would ask you to just consider that you asked me about other people who respond, and have there been similar responses? Absolutely. I've heard some that are just done, that after this draft they were so frustrated, so fed up, wiped their hands clean, don't want anything to do with the Browns anymore. They've written to tell me that, gotten that. You're saying you're going to give them a 5-game kind of trial. Well, the thing I would ask you and others who maintain this sort of perspective is, the layering of years is to me sort of I'm bugged by that. And so then when I say that to people who have presented that to me and said that they all get mounted together because of the history, of the bad history, and just go back to 99, and it's obviously more bad than good. You can see why we would layer this stuff. You can see why we connect the years. I get why it is in your mind that you do that, but what I'm seeing sort of inside out here is that each administration, each group that has come in to run this team is earnestly trying to change it. There is no sense of, yeah, let's come in and do it exactly as they did it before. There have been far too many people changes in the building, including coach, general manager, go on. By the way, the former GM, Tom Heckert, getting a job to head up the college personnel, director of college scouting for the he's got hired by the Denver Broncos, and we're very happy for Tom Heckert. Well-deserved honor for him. And just to be back in the game, it's a step down from what he was, but he's back in the business. And I think that's a good thing for Tommy. So the point is that, and by the way, it's director of pro personnel, just for the record, on Tom Heckert. The point is that they've kept the board. What they did keep, this group running the team did keep, the players who were already here, right? That makes a statement of continuity. And you're talking about schematic changes to 4-3 to 3-4, and this is a problem. But have they not gone ahead and drafted and acquired a lot of players for the 3-4? They've done that. That's the right step you make. And offensively, what was a West Coast and is now more of a vertical passing game, I don't think you're trying to fit square pegs into round holes with that type of adjustment. I really don't. I think the receivers they have here are good fits for that, and I think the quarterback, we established this a little earlier in the show, is a good fit for that. More of the prototype of what North Turner, as an offensive coordinator, has worked with in the past. So I would beg to differ on that, but you're giving it five games. You've been at this 60 years, Kevin. I respect all of that. And I hope those five games give you reason to stick around for more. I have a feeling you will. You sound tough to me. You can endure. All right, coming up in a couple of minutes, we are going to have a discussion with Jason Cole. He's from YahooSports.com. He covers the National Football League for that website. Get his thoughts on the Browns nationally. Also get his thoughts on the league in general. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNO.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hey, girls. Mother's Day is this Sunday. What should we get Mommy?
Daddy, how about we get her a kitten?
Well, that's a sweet idea, Emma. Let's think of some more.
Daddy, how about we get her a ballerina?
Very good, Chloe. Let's keep thinking.
I know, Daddy. Let's get Mommy her own spaceship.
Good one, Molly. Good one. Oh, boy.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your wife or any important mom in your life? Right now, Sherry's Berries has an amazing last-minute deal. You can get our giant gourmet hand-dipped strawberries for just $19.99. These mouth-watering berries are covered in premium gourmet toppings like chocolate chips and nuts for only $19.99. You pick the delivery date and your berries are guaranteed to arrive beautiful and delicious. But hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's berries.com, secret code 7070.
Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team is reinvesting again with a brand new Conrad's at Ridgewood and Miller Road in Copley. That makes 34 convenient Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. And to celebrate, you can get this great deal at every one of them. Buy three select Mastercraft tires, get the fourth one free, plus free road hazard protection. Buy three, get one free at our new Conrad's in Copley and all 34 Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. Buy local, save big. That's
Conrad's. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Truly appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on a Football Tuesday. And how about this? See Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team, Dempsey, Bradley, the whole team, take on you. It's not just those two guys. Just double-checking here. I know it's more than two guys in soccer. They're going to take on Belgium. That's May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. This segment driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Revel Wireless Hotline now to be joined by Jason Cole of YahooSports.com, covers the NFL there. Jason, I want to start with your thoughts on the Browns draft, just in general, what you see them doing, and it wasn't much in terms of total players. We're only talking five guys, but particularly with the pickups of Barkevious Mingo, Leon McFadden, how much do you think the Browns help themselves?
Well, look, I think so much just depends on what kind of player is Mingo. Is Mingo what everybody thinks in the next sort of Javon Curse kind of athlete who can come in and be a dominant pass rusher right away, and this dynamic athlete who you have to sort of redraw the X's and O's for and really, you know, harass as an offense? Or is he the downside, which is kind of an inexperienced football player with, you know, inconsistent, you know, production? You know, a lot's going to hinge on Mingo. If he's a great player, this is a great draft. If he's a mediocre player, it's a mediocre draft. It's all really on him because you have so few players. I will say this. I give him a lot of credit for getting Josh Gordon a year ago, so give him some credit on that one. That was their second-round pick. I think that Josh Gordon, when you put him up against a lot of the receivers who are in this draft, he measures up very, very well. I put him up against a guy like a Tavon Austin and just say, look, I'd almost rather have Gordon because of the size. So that's a really valuable pick. McFadden, I think, is going to come in and play and be a productive guy. Is he a number one? Probably not. But, you know, you got Hayden. You know, that's, they're in pretty good shape there.
Yeah, you talk about McFadden, and a lot of folks point to the height thing, that maybe just under 5'10", he isn't tall enough to make an impact. But there were some who had a second-round grade on him, actually, Jason. I don't know what your pre-draft research was on McFadden, but there were some people who just said, despite the lack of height, that there's a player there.
Yeah, there's a player there. I mean, you're going to have to play off coverage with him a little bit more, and you can't get up and bump with him as much as you'd like. You can't put him in bad situations too much. But, look, he's a capable player. This is a deep, deep draft for corners. That's one of the reasons he fell a little bit in the eyes of some. But, look, again, you're talking about your number two corner, not your number one corner. And when you've got a great number one corner like they have in Joe Hayden, you know, you can go get a guy like McFadden, and you're pretty well set at that position.
Now, as we broaden this thing out a little bit and talk about the idea of making trades for next year and dealing away those fourth and fifth round picks for third and fourth next year, as you look big picture at the draft, can you see longer term the idea that next year would be a better year to have more of that ammo, whether it's for actually making picks or for packaging up some picks to make a trade?
Oh, it's a huge year because it's a much, much deeper year with impact guys. I think some people say that there was maybe five or six impact guys in this draft. You look at next year, it's double, maybe triple that, especially start talking about a very, potentially very deep quarterback class. You know, you got Taj Boyd, you got Bridgewater, see how people think of Manziel, you got the Fales kid out of San Jose State, you've got Derek Carr, who's David Carr's little brother, out of Fresno State. You know, those are five guys right off the top who, you know, could end up being first round prospects. And so I'd like to have, if I'm a team like the Browns, where I've got a significant question at quarterback, and I don't know if those guys, either one of the guys who's there, is going to work out long-term, and I probably have a severe amount of doubt about it. Yeah, I'd like to be armed with as much ammo as I possibly can to move around as much as I can. Or, even if it works, and all of a sudden Brandon Wheaton becomes that, you know, kind of starter that you want, or even Jason Campbell becomes that guy, all right. There's guys like, you know, there's Jadeveon Clowney and a bunch of other impact defensive players that I can go out and get. So I think next year's draft is rich with prospects, and probably rich with prospects that the Browns really, really need, specifically, most likely, quarterback.
You mentioned Josh Gordon earlier, and you're right. You have to look at the 2013 Browns draft with him included as the second-round pick that they gave up to get him in that supplemental draft last July. That said, the Browns took what looks like a pretty big step to enhance themselves at the receiver position by picking up Devon Bess, even though there wasn't much given up in trade. They acquired someone at a need area. Slot receiver really was a spot that has had a question mark on it for the Browns. How much do you think Bess can do to fill that spot? How much help can he bring the Browns?
Bess is a pretty good player. don't mistake him, though, with, like, a Wes Welker. I mean, he's not that. And he's not explosive after the catch. He's really good getting open, quick routes. He can get you six. If you need five, he'll get you six, a fair amount of the time. And he's going to do a nice job. But you need to have better receivers next to him to make sure that he gets one-on-one coverage. And you're going to have to probably deal with one, period of probably two or three games where, he goes into a little bit of a slump in terms of catching the ball. Because he'll do that, go for a stretch of a couple of weeks where he'll just have some drops. That's what's been his sort of the note on his career early on. Good player and helpful, but not truly a game changer. And even as a slot guy on third down situations, like, he's nothing like Joe Jurevicius was. I mean, and not just size-wise, but, effectiveness-wise. And Jurevicius was really, really good at reading coverages and getting open. And that one sort of magical year when they won 10 games in a row near Purnell, Jurevicius was so good on third down. He did a nice job of setting up Winslow and Braylon Edwards and that whole offense and working well with Derek Anderson. Devon's not even in that class in my view. Good player, but not great on third down.
Jason Cole of YahooSports.com, where he covers the National Football League, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bigger picture for the draft, Jason, there's going to be a discussion for a long time, I think, in the AFC East about which team got the better of the two quarterbacks, the two of the more talked about quarterbacks in this draft, E.J. Manuel, the Bills, 16th overall, or the Jets going down the road of Geno Smith later on. And I think that this is so interesting because Geno Smith was the headline act, and he's going to the headline act team in the Jets for whatever that's worth. And on top of it all, now the Jets and the Bills get to find out pretty much twice per year, whenever this begins, of who got the better.
Yeah, this one's fascinating because I will tell you this. It comes down almost entirely to personality. E.J. Manuel just did such an exceptional job of impressing people with his leadership ability and his patience and his maturity. And just the opposite is true of Geno Smith, who physically is more gifted than E.J. Manuel. It's more like a 17-year-old kid. And I'm not saying that Geno Smith can't get there, but he's really not there yet. And if you're not there yet and you're going into a place like New York, boy, your buttons could get pushed in a serious hurry. Serious hurry. That first time you throw three interceptions, because they all do it. The first time you throw three interceptions, we'll see how the Jets faithful treats you.
Well, and then that goes to this, the point of who just left there in New York and Tim Tebow. And there's been, I'd say, more discussion. I can't remember any discussion level coming close to that of a potential, at best, backup player out of work in the National Football League. There are a lot of out of work players in the NFL. No one getting the kind of discussion that he is. You think of Charles Woodson, who could be a Hall of Fame consideration someday, and his name doesn't come up. And now you think of Tebow, and even now Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, because that's the team a lot of folks we know want him to, where they want him to be, the whole petition being submitted to President Obama over this. It's just turned into such an insane story, and now that his just the whole thing just fascinates me, and maybe I don't know, makes my head explode at times.
Let me try and calm your potential exploding.
Thank you.
Nobody wants that. Look, I live in Gainesville, Florida,
yes.
And I live in the South, so I get it. Okay, I mean, I don't fully comprehend it all the time, but I get it. So. Like, he's just, you're talking about, kind of a cult hero. I mean, and Tim, and the hard part about this is Tim is really a genuinely good person.
Mm-hmm.
A really, really genuinely good person whose career has been mishandled terribly poorly by everybody around him. I'm talking about the teams that drafted him. You know, when Josh McDaniels took him in the first round and they put an expectation on him rather than wait till the second or third round by playing him in that, you know, that offense in his second year in the league that really doesn't function long term, to never really learning how to be an NFL caliber quarterback and operate traditional offenses. It just doesn't really work. And that's why, you know, this question about whether he'll ever be able to play in the NFL again. At the same time, you know, he's such an advocate for the group that's behind him, and he's so earnest about it. And people want to believe that he's, you know, he's great, and they want to believe that he's going to overcome this because they want their own faith in some ways to be, you know, to be backed up by his success.
Validated, yeah.
And that's a really hard one for people to cross over when they realize, you know, when they hear that he can't play and they take that as an attack on him. And that's where, like, his fans are out of control more than, it's not Tim. His fans are really the ones who are out of control.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a fair way to look at it. Interesting story out of Atlanta. Linebacker for the Falcons, Sean Weatherspoon, was talking to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and saying that during the course of one day of off-season workouts, most of it from a defensive perspective was devoted to stopping the read option or dealing with it. Do you sense that is Mike Smith, I mean, is obviously one of the better coaches in this league and a defensive-minded guy trying to look around the corner. Can you get a drift just from who you've spoken with around the league that there is this, that more of this is going to happen, that teams just have to spend more time defensively doing something in light of all the read option stuff we saw last season?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, it's part of the game. You've got, you know, a bunch of really athletic quarterbacks who can throw it really well between, you know, Russell Wilson, RG3, Colin Kaepernick. I mean, these are explosive athletes who are running this offense. I mean, there are going to be some other guys who come along. You know, Manziel, if he makes it in the NFL, you're going to have to deal with him in this kind of an offense. He's not quite the same kind of long-distance runner that, say, Kaepernick is, but you got to be prepared for it, and you have to have a plan. And one of the things is, it's like anything, you spend an entire day, an entire week on it during the off-season so that you have a plan ready to install when you get to the regular season, because you're not going to spend a lot of training camp on this stuff, okay? And if you get into the season and you haven't gone through a week of install on this defense, if you're doing it for the first time, sometimes, you know, guys kind of forget how they're supposed to do it, and they, you know, all of a sudden they're thinking instead of just reacting. So you want to spend a lot of time right now, you know, learning how to just react to playing against this offense. And the other thing you have to do is you can't really show the same defensive attack, you know, system, you know, time after time after time, because then the read option quarterback will figure that out and he'll adjust. So what you have to do is you have to install four or five different ideas that you alternate from time to time when you see this. And the thing about it is, you may not see it. You just have to be prepared for it, because the beauty of San Francisco against Green Bay in the playoffs is they hadn't run that offense for weeks. And then they bring it out against Green Bay, and Green Bay just was not ready for it. So that's why you have to spend time now doing it. And not necessarily during the season, because you don't know when it's necessarily going to happen.
Makes sense. Jason, outstanding. Thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Anytime. Be good. Thanks, Jack.
He is Jason Cole from YahooSports.com. Covers the National Football League, and he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights. Vermillion
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? 1. You can get all the awesome brand names. 2. You can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. 3. You'll look stylish and awesome. 4. She'll think you look awesome. 5. You'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. 2 stores, 2 awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight and tomorrow against the Erie Seawolves. Tonight at 7:05, it's 2 for Tuesday, as fans can buy 2 tickets for the price of 1 at the Canal Park box office. They're also celebrating National Donut Day and Police Officer Appreciation Night. Free donuts for all officers in uniform, courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts. Double your fun at Canal Park tonight. Tickets start at just $5. Call 897 Arrows, or great seats are available online at AkronArrows.com. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ball game.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
Ben Carucci with you on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A football Tuesday. It's the only kind of Tuesday we like. So Lee from email says, I'm the only Browns fan in my small town. Where's this town here? My only Browns fan in my own small town, but really excited about the offseason moves. Who will be the starting safety alongside TJ Ward? Well, that's a good question. Don't know the answer to that yet. I think it's going to be competitive. I'm not sure that I would say that it's going to be a rookie to start with. Maybe a Tayshawn Gibson could compete for that. I think that's possible. It's going to be Janoris Moss is still. Oh, his town is in Mississippi. I just wanted to check that. I think it's going to be competitive. I think it's going to be competitive, and we'll see what Ward is. Eric Hag's going to get a shot. We'll see what happens with Gibson and Hag competing. Craig from Facebook says, Barkevious Mingo's a beast. cannot wait to see him opposite Paul Kruger. This year's defense should be in the top 10 and win us at least three games this year. It's pretty optimism, pretty optimistic, a lot of optimism, Craig. I think it'll be a really good defense. Top 10 defense? Sure, why not? I tell you this, it's going to be up there in the sack total. Now, how does that translate into total defense? High risk, high reward. Might see some big plays allowed along the way, but the key is, are they making big plays? That'll be the key. All right, we want to thank for their participation in this show. Brian Baker, the outside linebackers coach, Jason Cole from YahooSports.com. Want to thank Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows. Want to thank Drew Boatner, and have to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Three Deep is next. Stick around, and we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.